care of us. Kelly, you've worked really hard in the last couple of years, and we've been with you. Iritangi Wāhati has been with you. What have been the standout moments for you in your fight for Mana Moana in the last year or so?
In the last year, I think it's just, one, that the Green Party, Elizabeth was there with us, came over to Aotea and got to experience the reason why we fight so hard for the protection of the Moana. And I think raising that awareness and understanding for an island people is really important and essential to the mahi moving forward. Really no highs this year, a lot of fighting. Of course, we had the win out at Pātaua with our whānau Te Wairiki on the 28 days and got the whānau whenua back in April. That was a high. But as for the Moana, it's been a long battle in court. And I think looking back at it now, and you know, most of my PhDs is on the subject, is the injustices, the continued injustices that our people have been fighting for the last 180 years. So really, it's that awakening to the to that we really need to unpick that scab, and it's a terrible terminology, but just really unpick it so we can really do some healing. And I think we really need to look back from the inception of the treaty. I say the treaty because it's what they use, not Te Tiriti. And so looking at that the acts that came after that, even looking at the Native Land Court, that again saw our people dispossessed and depraved of having their whenua moana. And this fight that I'm doing isn't a new thing. This is something that our people, our tūpuna, have been doing since the treaty. So I think for me this year has been awakening to see, to feel that mamai of our tūpuna. So
there's still so much more to do, isn't there, Dr. Elizabeth? There's so much more to do. And obviously we are expecting the Green Party to be side by side, side by side with all our whānau around the motu. I know that I've seen Kelly and on Waiheke Island, and she was down with our whānau in Shelley Bay. And everybody shares their pūrākau, and Green Party, you're there every step of the way.
Kia ora, thank you. And to Kelly, something that always reminded, that stood out for me when we went over to Aotea, is she said she would just let the island speak to us. And that absolutely happened. And the key fact I remember is 900 years of unbroken occupation. As like, this is our whenua. And so absolutely, for us as Te Matawaka, our Māori Pacifica MPs, we have made it a high priority to visit as many occupations as we can. And we know that over and over, we're the only political party there. And we want to show our solidarity, because all of us in Te Matawaka, we're all old activists. And we know that if we didn't have our people holding the land, we wouldn't be able to make the changes we can make and push things as politicians, as MPs in Parliament. But that holding the space and the whenua, it's absolutely critical.
Interesting, Kelly, you brought up a couple of other pieces of legislation that are really critical. One of them is the Māori Lands Act. You know, there is a whole lot of other legislative machinations that are all tied up, interrelated, that really do need to be unpicked along with the scab, so that we can get to the knuckle of our land, our whenua, and our moana as well. It's not just about one piece of legislation. There are numerous legislations to be unbundled.
Yeah, there's actually hundreds of them that need to be unpacked and a lot of healing needs to happen. I think too often we look at the here and now, and it's just all we're doing is band-aiding the issue. And what I would like to see is that we don't pass this hara on to our children, so that they can live and be Māori and not have to fight for all these rights all the time. And it's going to take a long process, but if we keep just trying to look at the surface and put that band-aid on, we're not healing, we're not fixing the problem. So it's really unpacking it and reorganising it and redefining what Māori is, or what, you know, what rights we have. It's a tough road, as Elizabeth said, it's a tough road holding the line or holding that space. And especially when you're up against others who aren't in line with you, so you're not only you're sort of fighting the unjust system in the court, but you're also watching your back from others coming at you all around. And sometimes it's a really lonely space. It's a lonely, lonely space to be in. But yeah, I'd like to see a really healing. We need to look back to the treaty and start working from there before we start anywhere. We won't heal until we look back that far. And I think, you know, with the new history curriculum coming out, we'll get to see some of the, you know, the our hapuku get to tell our stories with our voice, authenticated by us, you know, and have it regionally going around. And I think that's this time for our students and our tamariki to start learning the history of our people.
Yeah, you'd agree with that, wouldn't you, Dr. Elizabeth? But also too, as I'm listening to Kelly, I'm remembering just the two wahine that I spoke to just before this interview. It was Tony Boynton and Fiona Kahukura Chase, who, you know, tireless advocates for Māori wards in their respective rohe. And, you know, I'm hearing Kelly, it can be a very lonely place when you are holding the line, and sometimes you turn around and you are the only one holding the line. And sometimes when you are the only one holding the line and you're the only wahine, and you're a wahine holding the line on your own, it can be a really exposed place to be.
Yes.
That's right. It's really, really tiring.
It gets a bit like bit packed on the back with the many knives coming my way, you know. So gets a bit full sometimes.
Yeah, and you know, and I take my hat off to you, and we have here at Irirangi Wāiti been watching you, but also too, Elizabeth, Dr. Elizabeth, when I like calling her Dr. Elizabeth, she, Kelly reminds me of the corridor around Metiri Atude as well. You know, she was always somebody that advocated and, you know, held her ground, and so many of our wahine Māori are working in these spaces. What is, you know, what best role can the Green Party play then, particularly for our wahine Māori who are holding that line and who are day in, day out doing the mahi, so that we can all and our future generations can all benefit?
Kia ora. So part of it is about shining the light on what the kaupapa is, saying this is this thing happening, and to whakamana these wahine who are doing the work, because we see it all over the country. But, you know, well before I got into Parliament, that's what we see around the country anyway. And so that, number one, shine a light on the mahi, and but also then see, okay, then if that is the issue, then what can we do inside our portfolios, inside our relationships that we have with the government to progress things? And as Kelly pointed out, there's 100 laws, and so we try and change a little bit with this bit, a little bit with that bit, to try and move it so that it makes those legal things a little bit easier. And I absolutely was thinking about local government, because so many of these laws, they might happen and get passed in Parliament. Most of them are interpreted and organised through councils. So we must get good people into our councils, people that will work with our whānau hapū and iwi, and work with the leadership of the occupations that are happening. And so all of these Māori wards that are going to happen, these Māori across the country, new Māori positions, we must get awesome people. And so that's something we're throwing our weight behind. We want to support people's campaigns and again, build profile for those people running, because it's a postal boat. It's a whole different ballgame. We need people filling out those forms and posting them, and them knowing who's the right person to put their tick beside.
And Kelly, what would be then, obviously you mentioned one of the big, you know, successes of the year for you. They're few and far between, but they're successes nonetheless. Where to from here for Path Haua for that success?
I think that that's at a standstill at the moment, so the land's still waiting. So it's just a waiting game for Path Haua at the moment, but the land has gone. The other section that we were fighting for in the first place, the old tupuna, my nanny's old land, auntie's, that's come back into the hapu. So that's all nice and secure, neatly packed and done. So yeah, Path Haua is just still there in the peripheral. But right now, I think for Ngāti Rehua, our biggest fight is still the moana, and sadly, we have three court cases that we've had to take out. One in the High Court, looking at the judicial review for the because the dumping is happening in the EEZ, so it was a non-notified. And then in the RMA, we've got another appeal in on the dredging, and then we've got another appeal on top of the appeal. Because they tried to unbundle it and have them separated, so I put an appeal in. And of course, that costs a lot of money. And so right now, my focus is still raising money and getting that done. So I looked at our accounts, and you know, and this is the issue. This is the huge issue for Māori. We've spent, I think it was $50,632 this year. Just on lawyers. That's not to me, that's not to anyone else, it's just straight to the lawyers and straight to the court. And so this is the issue. We've seen it at the beginning, this is what I was saying about the treaty. You know, we sit in the native land court, our people went to fight to say, this is my whenua. Then they had to go and get surveyors, and then they had to go to court for months on end. And then to pay for it, they had to sell the land they were fighting for. And it happened to Ngāti Rehua. We lost a whole island through this court action in 1871. And so this isn't anything new. But again, you know, we need some help. Māori needs some help to fight these cases. And so I'm lucky to have the backing of my hapu and iwi. As I move forward, and I sought the mandate to, you know, and I think when you have your people with you, it makes your case so much, you know, you have that support and that afi moving forward. But again, there's no funding available for Māori to fight for their right.